From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council holding an urgent meeting this week on continuing violations in Western Myanmar that has forced 370,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. The meeting, scheduled for Wednesday, was requested by Britain and Sweden on Monday after Zeid Raad Al Hussein, the UN's human rights chief, referred to the treatment of the Rohingya as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting Malaysia's scandal-tainted prime minister and praising his country's investment in the United States and the fight against terrorism. Mr. Trump said Tuesday they're working on a very large trade deal, including $10 billion to $20 billion worth of Boeing commercial aircraft, as well as General Electric jet engines. The deal within 5 years will be worth beyond $10 billion, saying the aircraft would go to the state carrier Malaysia Airlines, a major pension fund with $7 billion already invested in the United States. We'll also invest $3 to $4 additional billion to support infrastructure and redevelopment in the United States. More than 60% of the world's nations are expected to meet some of their health targets in the United States Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. I should say the United Nations. They include reducing child and maternal deaths and deaths from malaria. However, fewer than 5% are projected to meet their targets on reducing the number of overweight children. This is VOA News. Hurricane Irma cut a deadly path through the Caribbean last week, leaving behind devastated islands before it hit mainland Florida. Experts say Irma is the biggest and longest-lasting Category 5 storm in recorded history in the Atlantic. About 40 people have been killed, several of them in Florida. Authorities are sending crews to aid victims, restore power, and assess the damage in Florida, while the states of Georgia and Alabama brace for the arrival of the weakened storm. North Korea Tuesday rejected a UN Security Council resolution imposing tougher sanctions and said the United States would soon face the greatest pain it has ever experienced. North Korean UN Ambassador Han Tae-sung.
Instead of making right choice, with a rational analysis on overall situation, the Washington regime finally opted for political, economic, and military confrontation.
In addition, security experts say North Korea is suspected of intensifying cyber attacks to steal virtual currency in order to obtain funds and avert tightening sanctions. A joint study by the UN Children's Fund, an international organization for migration, details the abuse facing migrant children and young people trying to reach Europe. More from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
The study describes in detail the appalling levels of human rights abuses to which the people on the move are subjected. It finds children and young people traveling on the Central Mediterranean route are at a particularly high risk of exploitation and trafficking. UN Children's Fund spokeswoman Sarah Croce.
We also see from this report that the children who have less education and who are coming from sub-Saharan Africa have got a greater risk of being exploited, beaten, and discriminated against.
The report says most of the migrants and refugees passing through Libya are exposed to lawlessness, militias, and criminality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan's prime minister has offered Afghanistan new methods of bilateral verification against militant sanctuaries. The country is trying to shake off the reputation it harbors militants that attack Afghanistan. Kenya's opposition boycotted the president's address to parliament Tuesday as tensions rise ahead of a court-ordered rerun of last month's presidential election. And in addition, on Monday, two prominent politicians were arrested for alleged hate speech. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.